Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister Jada Presents, where we are intense. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Karen Bowden, who truly demonstrates that. And Karen Bowden, she was born in Haiti. She is a survivor of infidelity and divorce. And she is no more, but she is a man. And one who has defeated the enemy, one who has been victorious in battle after receiving Christ as her Lord and Savior in September of 1995. Karen is a nurse by profession, and she is a CEO and founder of Kingdom Dominion Cycle Breakers, where she helps many that are oppressed, depressed, and suppressed reach their God-given potential and purpose. She's also the owner of K Elegance Boutique, which is a women's clothing store, and she is married. We heard Pastor Sean Bowden. She has three beautiful boys, also the ruler, and her push into position process purpose was 2018. We are so excited to have our guest on with us today, and we want to welcome you, Apostle Karen Bowden.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you, Evangelist?
Good afternoon, Apostle. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am.
We're glad to be here. We're excited. Thank you so much for having us on this afternoon. Can you hear me okay? Because I know you're kind of going in and out.
Okay. Can you hear me a little more now? Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Praise God. Well, welcome again. And I know we don't have long, and we're just so grateful for God, to God,
yes,
for you. We praise God for you coming on today. And Apostle, can you tell us first about Kingdom of Dominion Cycle Breakers? Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So about 4 years ago, I had become burdened about the condition of the body of Christ, the church, if you will. And, you know, as you look around, it just seemed like so many of God's people were defeated, you know, defeated. And even those, a lot of people that are in ministry and those that, you know, church faithfully. And oh my God, you know, this thing is not lining up. I'm not seeing where, you know, you promised in Deuteronomy 28, you know, where we're being overtaken, where we're being, you know, prosperous, and where we are dominating, you know, in the earth, you know, in the seven mountains of influence, you know, as the word says. And so he commissioned me to a 40-day fast, and I had never done one before. I'd never done a 40-day, no food fast. It was a burden there, and I spoke with my husband. I said, the Lord is doing this. I spoke with my family. Say, listen, I'm getting ready to go on a 40-day no food fast, so I need some participation. And so, nevertheless, in the midst of that fast, I'm gonna be honest with you, Evangelist. I thought that the Lord was gonna give me just some deep revelation. But what he gave me two things that really stood out. One, he began to show me how we're defeated in our health because of the way we've been eating the food, the toxins and the different poisons and different things that are in the food that our body was not created for. Because he said our body was created to heal itself, you know, if we utilize the right things, put the right things in it. So that was one thing. But then the other thing he gave me, he showed me how that his people were oppressed in almost every area, every sector of life. And he said to me, he said, the only way that you want to break cycles, generational cycles of oppression, is to first break them off of yourself. And and that's where that 40-day fast, and in the midst of God began to break some things, even off of me, he began to show me something. He said, "You're oppressed." And I said, "Me?" You know, and you know how it is when, you know, God will get us together if we really, really want him to. And he said, "Yeah." He said, "You're living paycheck to paycheck." He said, "I've given you so much vision. I've showed you things. I've told you things." He said, and you have yet to do what I've placed in your hands." And I'm telling you, and God broke that thing off me. And so we came out of that. I came out of that fast. And he, in the midst of that, he gave me kingdom dominion cycle breakers. I mean, literally, like he said, "I've set forth remnant in the earth that I'm going to cause and I'm going to use to break cycles, generational cycles off the back of my people." And from that day forward, from that time forward, should I say, that season, I mean, the Lord just began to, I'm literally, even 4 years, it's been 4 years, and I'm watching him gradually allow me to just set things in place and in motion to break those generational cycles, you know. So that's where that came from.
Wow, that is truly, truly amazing. That's powerful. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And you also have a book. Yes, you also have a book on Amazon, and one of the recent project that you did in 2019. And we want to talk about your book, but first, let me tell you, Apostle, I went and I read the description on Amazon, and when I got to the very end, you said your work comes before the title. And I was like, say that. So before we talk about your book, Apostle, can you minister to us about that? What does that mean, your work comes before your title?
Well, I truly believe that you are who you are. Before any title, before any, you know, before coming into any office, I believe that, you know, because I coined this saying, born on purpose for a purpose. You are no mistake, accident, or coincidence. And so many people have gotten to a place, and I believe, you know, the spirit of religion has brought us to this place where, you know, we think that we want to hold all these titles, and we want to, but before we can do anything, we got to get the title first. And before we can do anything, we want to get the titles first and all this other type of stuff. But we have to understand that we are who we are. So we're doing the work. You know, when I was moving and functioning in the office of an evangelist, I was evangelizing before I was even ordained. I was at, you know, at the store, evangelizing. I was at, you know, I was wherever. Yeah, I was at the barber shop, the beauty shop, you know, evangelizing. You are who you are before you actually come into who you are. You know what I'm saying? I was an apostle before I even knew, get this, evangelist. I was an apostle before I even knew what an apostle was. God had to walk me back through and say, and begin to show me and point out. He started in 2012. He said, "I had you walking in that that type of authority. Just watch." And when I look back, I was like, "Oh my God!" You know, I was setting things in order. I was, you know, doing this and doing that or whatever. And so you are who you are before the title. The work comes. You start doing the work, and then that way, when you actually come officially into that office, if you don't get the big head, you don't get crazy, because you've already done it. It's who you are. So, yes, that's what I mean by that.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's powerful. Wow. So tell us about your book. Tell us about your book.
Well, amen. Push into position, process for kingdom purpose. It's actually my story, my walk from the time I was a little girl up until who I am now, and how to kind of sum it up, I talk about, you know, my struggle. I talk about the things I've gone through. I always say my story is not like it's unique. It's just the one that you know, God just used. He said, "Tell about it." You know, I was raped, molested, you know, at a young age. And, you know, as a teenager, I found my father with another woman, you know, who was a friend of the family, and he ended up walking away from us. So I dealt with bitterness, anger, you know, and I was just mad at the world and just rebellious and all this type of stuff. And, you know, ended up with, you know, my teenage sweetheart, he was a dope dealer. I didn't know for a year and a half. And we was crazy. We had to fight all this other crazy stuff and all of that. But then, long story short, Years later, the twist to that, he ended up doing, you know, a lot of years in prison, and I went on with my life married and ended up with three children and ended up divorced after, you know, my ex-husband had, you know, been in an affair and all this other type of stuff. But then God turned around. He moved me from Michigan to Tennessee, a land that I knew not of. You know, it was a foreign place, and he began to establish me in the apostolic, you know, began to show me, you know, how everything in my life was lining up. And because I had originally pushed into position back in 2012, but the Lord told me, he said, it's not finished. So when I got to Tennessee, I said, well, God, what's going on? He said, I'm going to show you the rest. And so when he brought my husband and I, my teenage sweetheart, together after we, you know, he processed me, and he brought us back together. Yes. We've been married going on 5 years now. And he said, it wasn't finished because you need to understand that it's not about being pushed into position, but I need you to understand that I was processing you for my kingdom purpose. So a lot of times we go through things. We don't always understand why. But the why is God is processing us for his kingdom purpose. And it gives us a different way of looking at it. You're not going through just to be going through. You know what I'm saying? You're not having to deal with, you know, the hellhounds and all this other type of stuff and the persecution and, you know, and all this, and the ridicule and all this crazy stuff just because. It's because God is processing you for his kingdom purpose. Even Jesus had to be processed. You know, when God, you know, he went through the 40-day fast and he could, you know, and there was a set time that God had, you know, for him to do a work. And even when the Bible said when he came off of his 40-day fast, he was led into the wilderness. And so when he got there, even after he got there, he saw John, and John had to baptize Jesus. That thing had to happen. So one of the chapters in my book, I talk about how it had to happen. So some people, woe is me. I had to do this. Listen, those things had to happen because it builds character in you. It humbles you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When God
delivers
you from that place. Some of us, you know, have pride and hardiness. And that stuff had to be broken down in order to be truly used by God.
Yes.
And so, yeah,
that's
just of it. Mm-hmm.
Wow, so powerful, so powerful. Oh, I got to order your book. I'm definitely going to order your book. Now, if there's anyone on the line who wants to connect with your ministry, Kingdom of Dominion, Cycle Breakers, or if they want to order your book, can you share how to connect with you and how to order your book?
Yes. The book can be ordered on Amazon, and it's just you can just go to Amazon and go to the books and just type in push into position, process for kingdom purpose, or they could go to my website. I also have a boutique, a multiplex center, K Elegance Boutique. It's K-A, the word elegance, boutique.com. I have a section on there, a book section, and you can go on there and purchase it as well. Or if you want to, someone wants to reach out to me for whatever reason, they can also contact me at Kingdom DCB, Doorcat Boy, at yahoo.com as well.
Okay. Amen. Amen. And is there anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners? Do you have a scripture or an encouraging quote that you'd like to share before we conclude the broadcast?
Well, one of the things I'm just reminded of Joseph in Genesis 50, around about the 17th verse, when his brothers had looked at him. His brothers thought that he was going to kill him because of what they had done. I mean, they tried to murder him. They threw him. They did all kinds of stuff to Joseph. And Joseph looked at them, and he said, don't you know that I'm in a place with God? And he says, what you meant for evil, he says, that God meant for good, to save many people's lives. And as believers, we have to understand that the things that we go through, as sure as we hear, we will go through. We have to learn how not to take it personal, but understand that everything is according to God's determinate counsel, and is lining up to work out so that God's people can be saved. And so I want to leave that with people, because for so long we've taken things so personal and make it about us, and we need to understand that it's rarely about us, that it's about God's people getting saved. And at the end of the day, that's what he's concerned about. And so I'll leave that with you all.
Praise God. That was very, very powerful. Wow, wow. Apostle, thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time out. Yes, and sharing with the listeners. And I want to encourage the listeners to hear other powerful interviews like this. Feel free to go to blogtalkradio.com/SisterJada and feel free to leave a comment under any broadcast. And if there's anyone who tunes in at any time, if you go back and listen to the recording or if you tuned in now and you have never accepted Christ into your heart and you want to be saved, Romans 10:9-10, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Yes.
But with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession
yes,
is made
God.
Unto salvation. And we just thank God
yes.
again, and we want to encourage everyone again to be intentional, inspirational, and impactful. And Apostle Karen
yes.
Bowden, thank you so much. We praise God for you. Thank
my
you.
Blessing. My pleasure. God bless you, and thank you for having us on. We love you.
We love you, too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.